Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, the main shot mandate goes to court. That's what we're going to talk about on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media. Joining me today is Roger Ganim. So, Roger, we are getting daily calls, I'd say around 500 calls of people desperately seeking help against these shot mandates. Many of them have been from Maine, and we have filed suit against Governor Janet Mills, the health officials of the Maine Department of Health and Human Services, the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and five of Maine's largest hospital systems on behalf of more than 2,000 healthcare workers. Now, you think, you know, more than a year ago, we went to court and sued Janet Mills on behalf of churches because she thought she was above the law, and I think she still does, and could keep the churches shut down despite what the law says and despite what her duties to uphold the religious freedom is supposed to be. So now we're back in court on behalf of these shot mandates where they're trying to fire healthcare workers if they choose not to get the injection.
Yes, Governor Mills has demonstrated that she is willing to usurp the authority of God over both the church and our bodies as individual believers. As you mentioned, first it was with restricting worship. Maine had one of the most restrictive lockdown regimes in the country, where you know the very purpose of the church to assemble publicly to worship was attacked. And thankfully, we were able to litigate that case along with many others that resulted in some good Supreme Court decisions. But we're still fighting Governor Mills over Maine's lockdown mandates. Now we have Governor Mills attacking the authority that God has over our bodies and attempting to interfere with the personal decision whether or not to get a COVID shot by making it mandatory for all healthcare workers in the entire state.
And some of these healthcare workers actually attend the same church that we've represented, Calvary Chapel of Bangor.
That's right. It's not an easy time to be a faithful Christian when it comes to worship and following conscience in healthcare decisions in the state of Maine right now.
Right. And so she announced on October 12th that she will require healthcare workers to accept or receive one of the three currently available COVID-19 shots in order to remain employed in the healthcare profession. This edict of hers would force numerous doctors, nurses, medical professionals, other healthcare workers to choose between the exercise of their sincerely held religious beliefs and their employment. Governor Mills and state officials explicitly and illegally claim that federal law does not apply to healthcare workers in Maine and that no protections or considerations will be given to their religious beliefs. Now, she originally gave October 1st as the deadline and now has extended that to October 29th.
So this is an example where Janet Mills would never admit that our lawsuit has anything to do with her policies, but it's very clearly the case that after we filed our lawsuit against this illegal shot mandate, the governor extended the deadline, probably to buy her and her legal team time to try to defend or justify this unlawful policy. And why it's so stunning that Governor Mills would do this or attempt this is that every citizen in the United States has a right under the First Amendment, free exercise clause, to an accommodation for their sincerely held religious beliefs, even in the areas of healthcare and vaccinations. And the same is true for every employee in the United States who works for a company with 15 or more employers. They are protected by federal statute, Title VII, so that their religious beliefs must be accommodated. And that means that every healthcare worker in the state of Maine has a right against the state under the First Amendment and against their employer under Title VII, not to take a shot if it violates their sincerely held religious beliefs. And if they can be accommodated. But we know they can be because, for example, the Veterans Administration, the Veterans Health Administration, which operates in the state of Maine, gives its employees religious exemptions if they merely ask for it.
They simply check a box, don't they? And they're granted their accommodation.
That's right. And those employees can continue in their same positions, working mm-hmm. with patients and other colleagues. Of course, taking safety precautions, the same ones that everyone's been taking for the last 2 years, but they're not required to lose their job over it, which demonstrates that even in the state of Maine, it's possible to accommodate employees that have religious objections. And what Governor Mills is attempting to do is to simply cancel or void federal law that protects people of faith in her state. And this is just a continuation of her policies that are hostile to religious belief in the state of Maine.
But here's an example, Roger, of the discrimination that she is, using against these people. Okay, as you mentioned, Department of Veterans Affairs, they are giving their employees the accommodations. They simply check a box. But on the other hand, for example, there's one healthcare worker who's employed at the VA. That person got a religious accommodation. However, the same person also is a part-time employee at a nursing home where she requested a religious accommodation. And it's only 9 miles apart from her other employment location. Okay, 9 miles. However, she was denied a religious accommodation and fired at that nursing home. Can you imagine this discrimination? I mean, is it more clear than that?
And of course, the burden is on Governor Mills to prove that this is necessary. And the inconsistency in the employee that you point out, the fact that that employee can work in one healthcare facility without a vaccination and can't work in another one in the same in the same status. It demonstrates that there's not a scientific reason behind this.
Yeah, somewhere along the route where she goes to one job to the other, the virus knows the difference?
Well, and here's another example. Of course, we've said before that all government shot mandates are wrong because they usurp the authority of God over our bodies. But putting that aside, the Maine officials do allow, for example, a medical exemption for people for whom the shot can be demonstrated to cause a particular medical problem. And that's a good thing. But if an unvaccinated person with a medical reason is working in a healthcare facility, and an unvaccinated person for a religious reason is working in a healthcare facility, the virus doesn't know the difference. If it's safe for one, it must be safe for the other. And of course, again, the burden is on the governor to demonstrate that there's any increased risk from having a person who hasn't taken the shot on the premises of a healthcare facility. And the governor can't meet that burden, which should make these laws dead on arrival as soon as they get their full hearing before a judge.
Yet she has threatened to revoke the licenses of all healthcare employees who do not get the COVID shot. So where are we with this case right now?
Right now, Liberty Counsel filed suit and asked for an immediate injunction from the trial judge. The trial judge denied that, but set the matter for a hearing, which we had 1 week ago, on our request for a preliminary injunction, which is basically an injunction that would invalidate the governor's policy while the case proceeds through the courts to a final decision. We are waiting to hear a result from that hearing, a ruling from the judge, any day now. And of course, we're committed, as we are in all of our cases, to appeal to the next court if necessary, if the trial court does not grant the relief that we've asked for. And we're willing to take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if we have to, as we demonstrated several times over the summer in phase one of our COVID litigation when we were fighting to keep churches open. So we are prepared to take it as far as it needs to go. We're hopeful that any day now, we'll get a good decision out of the trial judge that will relieve these employees in Maine who have really been in a lot of anguish and stress over the fact that they may lose their jobs because they are not willing to violate their consciences. And we'd like to see them get some relief as soon as possible.
Just like you mentioned, we got the victory with the churches in California. I think that it would be amazing to get a victory at the Supreme Court on behalf of these healthcare workers. And I think that could really set a precedent for the rest of these states that are trying to do this to them as well, don't you?
I think so. And one thing that is reliable from governors like Governor Mills, Governor Newsom in California, formerly Governor Cuomo and now Hochul in New York, is that given enough time, they almost always overplay their hand, which gives us an opportunity to take them to court and to get a good and lasting decision like we did over the summer with the lockdowns. And as we expect, we will have the opportunity to do again with these arbitrary and really overbearing shot mandates.
Well, you know, Liberty Counsel has been privileged to lead the way in representing healthcare workers, students, federal employees, people of all types throughout the nation on behalf of these COVID shot mandates. So we covet your prayers, your financial support as we continue to defend them pro bono. And if you have been affected regarding one of these shot mandates, I just encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt. That's lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.